Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Firefighters are making progress battling a wildfire in San Diego County near Banner Grade. The blaze broke out yesterday afternoon and spread quickly, leading to area evacuation orders around Shelter Valley. Those orders have now been lifted, with residents allowed to return home. Cal State University Chancellor Charles Reed is retiring. Reed said in a statement he's especially proud of his efforts to retain minority students, but some faculty and students have criticized him for raising senior officials' salaries in the midst of budget cuts and tuition hikes. One of the country's most controversial educators now calls California home. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalas says Michelle Rhee wants to make the Golden State ground zero for her reforms.
Rhee is the former Washington, D.C. public schools chancellor, where she was criticized for rooting out teachers based on evaluations. Rhee moved to Sacramento 2 years ago, where she formed Students First, an education group that is countering the influence of teachers' unions. The group announced this week that it has moved more than $2 million into a political action committee designed to influence state legislative races in California. Students First is backing candidates who support laying off teachers based on classroom performance, not seniority. Spokesman Francisco Castillo.
Californians understand that there's a real problem with our education system, and there's a great need to institute some bold reforms.
The state's powerful teachers union opposes such changes and is spending thousands of dollars backing their own candidates. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalas.
What's government for? That's the question we're asking this election cycle. For years, city governments have provided pensions to workers, but the costs have grown too high. Yesterday, we heard about San Jose's approach to cutting costs. Today, KPBS's Katie Orr reports San Diego voters must decide June 5th on their own pension overhaul. But in San Diego's case, the decision on the ballot measure raises another big question.
Franklin Lamberth took a break from his garbage route and stood in the sun next to the truck he drives for 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. Lamberth has been a San Diego sanitation worker for nearly 20 years. He says he wouldn't want to do anything else, but still, morale in his department is low, and he says his coworkers keep turning to him for reassurance.
And they come to me because they think I have the answers. And all I can tell them is, you know, through life, I roll with it. I had a nice run. I don't see any promise.
Lamberth will get his pension when he retires, about $24,000 a year. But that's all he can count on. Like all current city employees, Lamberth won't receive Social Security because the city isn't enrolled in the system. Lamberth is caught up in what some have called San Diego's pension wars. The latest battle takes place at the ballot box in the June primary. To hold down future pension costs, Proposition B seeks to impose a 5-year pay freeze on current employees like Lamberth. It would provide most new hires with a 401k, in which a retiree's income depends on how well their investments perform. Mayor Jerry Sanders says San Diego's pension troubles started because city leaders made bad decisions.
This takes that out of that realm. In a 401k style system, you have to make the payment each year. You can never put that off for future generations. And I think our council has been very responsive, but a few councils caved and gave way too much. And didn't pay the bills, and that pushed it off into the future generations, and that simply can't work any longer.
The pension wars began in the mid-90s. San Diego wanted money to build a new ballpark and host an expensive National Republican Convention. City leaders convinced the Retirement Fund Board to accept lower pension payments in return for the promise of increased retiree benefits. In 2002, San Diego underfunded its retirement system again. The moves left the city with a pension deficit of more than $1 billion. Next year's payment is expected to eat up more than 20% of the city's general fund. Proposition B is the Republican answer to the crisis. But there's a hitch. Remember, San Diego is not enrolled in Social Security. In the 1980s, employees voted to opt out because they were promised a good pension and health care in retirement. Michael Zuquette with the Municipal Employees Association, the city's white-collar union, says those benefits have been slashed or eliminated over the years. He says to make more cuts when workers have no Social Security to fall back on raises a red flag.
So the deal that was cut, so to speak, with employees and the reason they were willing to give up Social Security is now gone. Add that to the fact that Proposition B intends to take away even a defined benefit pension, and there's really some grave fairness issues here.
If Prop B passes, the city may be required to re-enroll in Social Security.
It does have pretty significant implications nationally.
That's San Diego State social work professor Tom Riley. He's written a book on city pensions, and he says San Diego is in a unique spot.
I don't know of any place in the United States, public or private employee, where they only offer 401k.
Riley says if the federal government lets San Diego stay out of Social Security, it could open up the door for other employers who want to leave the system. He says the government can't afford to lose any more contributing workers when it's trying to extend the life of Social Security. San Diego Chief Operating Officer Jay Goldstone says whether or not the city rejoins Social Security is a matter for negotiations with the unions. Whatever happens, Goldstone knows San Diego is being watched by cities across California and beyond.
A lot of it's just because this is pension reform, Social Security aside.
Regardless of what happens in the coming pension battle, sanitation worker Franklin Lamberth knows things are changing, but he feels like it's out of his hands.
I'm not going to vilify the taxpayers, the city council. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to feed my family the best way I can.
With less than 2 weeks until the election, recent polls show strong support for Proposition B as the pension wars reach their peak. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in San Diego.
You can find yesterday's story about San Jose's pension crisis and all our election coverage at thecaliforniareport.org. And the SpaceX Dragon capsule is on target to dock at the International Space Station today. The spacecraft is carrying a half a ton of supplies to the space station, which will use a robot's arm to grab hold of the Dragon. This is the first time a privately owned and operated space vessel has reached the station. SpaceX is a California-based company run by high-tech entrepreneur Elon Musk. That's the California Report for Friday, May 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Paul Ancor and Nina Thorson directed the show. Our interns are Andres Barasa and Liz Reed. The editor is Dan Brecky. Tyke Hendricks is our election editor. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn, with the help from Amanda Stupai. We had production help this week from Polly Stryker. Victoria Malion is our associate senior producer. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as data storage, compression, and disaster recovery. Barracuda.com.